Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hi, Dauber. What in the world is all this?
Oh, I'm custom blending power shakes for the team.
Oh, have you seen Hayden? I have a job interview at Channel 8 this morning, and we're going to drive up to Minneapolis together.
Oh, he should be back in a second.
You know, I've been thinking of getting a juicer myself.
Oh, this is the one you want. The Juicetronic 2000.
Just what is in your power shake?
Carrots, cucumbers, yellow peppers, tomatoes, bee pollen, protein powder, amino acids, and a little Bosco, you know, just for flavor. Hey, you want to try one?
Sure.
Turn her on.
Maybe something's stuck. Oh, Miss Scarf!
Oh,
Miss Scarf, turn it off!
Stop, I'll turn reverse! Coach, care for a cucumber guava frap?
How is it you can read my mind, Doc? Hell no.
Oh, how did Christine's job interview go yesterday?
Yeah, she didn't get it.
She didn't get the interview?
How many of those have you had, Doc? Well, she didn't get the job.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was she upset?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I wish she'd give up this job hunting and stay at home. I mean, I know newscasting gives her life meaning and everything, but I gotta tell you, there's still part of me that's an old-fashioned guy, you know? I like waking up in the morning and seeing my shorts folded.
Let's go, guys.
Hey.
See the paper? We're 9-point favorites against Texas this week. Talk to the doc. He says Johnson's knee's gonna be okay for the game. And I won't be able to make it to the hockey game on Saturday.
Hey, what do you mean you can't make the hockey game on Saturday?
I can't go. I can't make it.
What do you mean you can't make it? How about these tickets 3 weeks ago? They're $75 a pop.
I made other plans.
Well, hold it. What do you mean you made other plans? What's more important than a hockey game?
I'm not gonna tell you. You just make fun of me.
Come on, Luz. I'm not going to make fun of you. This isn't the second grade.
I'm going to the dog show.
A dog show? You're going to give up a hockey game to see some fuzzy little fur balls?
Hey, there's going to be a lot of classy people there, and I'm going to be one of them. Plus, I got VIP tickets for Mrs. Rizzendo.
Mrs. Rizzendo? Mrs. Rizzendo gave you tickets?
She didn't give me tickets. I didn't say she gave me tickets. I just said I was going to the dog show with Pam.
Pam? Since when do you call her Pam?
Pam, Pamela, Mrs. Rizzendo, the lady Rizzendo, what's the difference?
Hey, Luth, if you're getting friendly with Mrs. Rizzendo, I want to know about it.
I went to the vets yesterday with Quincy, his annual Roto-Rooter job. And I bumped into Mrs. Rizzendo, and she told me to call her Pam.
Well, how'd you get so friendly?
Just, you know, got to talking and found out we have a lot in common.
Like what? You're both worth millions?
No. We both love dogs, and we're both about the same age. We're both single, and we both get up the same number of times at night to go to the bathroom. It just clicked.
Luce, do you know what this means? You become friends with the one woman that can give us that new athletic center we've been dreaming about.
God, I knew you were going to think that. I didn't get friendly with Pam so we could just use her.
I know, that's what's great. Now we can use her in a completely upfront and honest way.
See, this is just why I didn't want to tell you.
But, Luth, look how long we've been dreaming about that athletic center. Her husband promised me that $10 million before he died, and the only reason I don't have it is because that woman hates me. I tell you, this is a way in!
Why do you always get nuts when you hear the name Risen?
I don't get nuts! I just want that damn woman's stinking money.
I'm just not going to take advantage of this friendship.
Luther, if you can't take advantage of it, maybe it isn't a real friendship.
Forget it, Hayden. I don't meet that many women, and I'm not going to mess this up.
Mess what up? You honestly think that you and Pam are going to have a relationship?
Well, I'm not saying, you know, we've been together.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, fine. I'll go to the dog show myself, and I'll talk to her there.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't you dare go to that dog show. She hates you. She sees you and me together. She's going to think we're up to something. Now, you stay away, Hayden. I mean it this time. You stay away. You stay away from the dog show. Stay away, stay away, stay away, stay away. I can't say it enough. Don't come.
So are you going?
Of course I'm going.
This is unbelievable. I want to thank you again for inviting me.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
No, I'm having a ball. Meeting all these classy people, I'm starting to feel a little classy myself.
Oh, nuts.
I'm going to have to go to the men's room and clean this off.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
Why, you didn't do it.
Hey!
Oh, take it easy.
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be at the hockey game.
Tonight I'm a dog lover.
I thought I told you to stay away.
Well, I just came here to say hi to Pam. You know, I'm not even going to bring up the athletic center. If you can be friends with her, so can I.
Oh, come on, Hayden. You're going to mess everything up. I told you the mess. What's going on? Where the dogs come from? Oh, Hayden, what did you do?
Nothing. I just got some tenderizer and raw meat in my pocket.
You doing?
Hey, Mrs. Rizzo, just bumped into Luther. He told me you two were together. That's great.
Oh, please, you knew perfectly well we were here.
Oh, no, I didn't. I swear I didn't. Just thought I'd come down, and you know how I love dogs.
Oh, Luther, why did you do this?
Do what?
Don't act dumb.
This is not acting.
I should have known. You were so sweet at the vets. You were just setting me up. I suppose you could hardly wait to get back to Coach Fox to tell him you had an in with a rich old lady.
Oh, no.
Well, hey, what's the difference? We all got here. The point is we can all be friends now.
Well, thank you for ruining my evening and making me feel like a fool.
Pam, wait.
Mrs. Rizzo, don't wait.
Thanks, Hayden.
Oh, Luther.
Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry. Luther, wait. Get away from me, you dumb mutt. Luther, I'm sorry.
Guys, these are good pants, you know.
Welcome to the Channel 6 Weekend Update. I'm Bob Clifton.
And I'm Sissy Corkindale.
What a bimbo.
Our top story tonight, in a freak power outage at the Metz Center, the North Stars hockey game was canceled when the ice completely melted. Sports will have a full report.
In other news, a severe snowstorm has closed Route 53 in the Ash Lake area of the Cabotagama State Forest.
Cabotagama. Cabotagama. It's Cabotogama. You simp. I guess from now on it'll just have to snow in places Sissy can pronounce. Oh, please. Somebody get me back on the news.
I'm awake.
Yeah, oh, what?
What are you doing?
What's it look like I'm doing? Getting ready for bed, sweetheart.
Why are you carrying your pants?
Didn't want to wake you.
How would your pants wake me?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm pretty tired from the hockey game, Christine. Can we just save it for the morning?
How was the hockey game?
Fine. Yeah. Hockey. Bloody and violent. It was fine.
Hayden, I just heard on the news that there was a power outage at the Met Center. The game was canceled.
Really?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I think we have to talk about it. You tell me that you were at a hockey game that I know was canceled, then you walk in here with your pants in your hand. It's discussion time.
I went to a dog show.
Oh, come on, I'm not kidding.
Hey, I'm not kidding either. Pam Rizzendo is a bigwig in the Canine Kindness Society, and they have their annual dog show, so I went.
Well, why didn't you tell me that earlier?
Because I was making another run at the Rizzendo money, and I know how you hate that. You get this disapproving, judging look on your face. Yeah, that look right there. I didn't want to go through it again, so I lied to you. I'm sorry.
And what's the story with the pants?
Hey, gee, Christina, is this what it's going to be like when we're married? Every time I come home with my pants off, you're going to grill me?
Count on it.
Okay, well, fair warning. I'm going to do the same thing to you.
What about the pants?
I took them off because I didn't want to want you to see they got ripped.
How did they get ripped?
Like a lot of pants get ripped. I had a couple of pounds of ground round in my pocket, and dogs attacked me. There, big mystery. Can we just drop it and go to bed?
No.
Christine, have you ever been obsessed with something to the point where you couldn't think straight? Something where no matter how sane you were most of the time, every time you thought about this thing, it just drove you crazy? I mean, no matter how many people told you to stay away from it, you just couldn't help it?
Yes.
You have? What?
You.
No, I'm talking about something sick, Christine, not something beautiful. See, I'm that way with Pam Rizzendo. I want that money that was promised to me, and I just can't let go of it. Only this time I went too far. I cost Luther a relationship.
Luther and Mrs. Rizzendo?
Yeah, they're not doing anything. They're just seeing each other, you know, sharing each other's company. I mean, this relationship is really important to Luther, and I screwed it up. I gotta find some way to fix it. Christine, what the hell's wrong with me?
How late do you want to stay up? I'm sorry. I'm just mad because you lied to me. Have you tried talking to Luther?
Yeah, but I couldn't find him. It doesn't really matter. The person I got to talk to is Mrs. Rizzendo. It's the only way I can get them back together again.
Well, the question is, will she talk to you?
I don't know. Well, I'm going to go over there tomorrow morning, I guess. If the dogs aren't out and the cameras don't pick me up, I'm going to jump the fence and try to talk to her like a reasonable person.
Wait here. I'll see if Mrs. Rizzendo is available.
Oh, thanks. Hey, would you put these in the vase?
What are those for?
Oh, they're for last night. I made a mistake and I want to apologize.
Were we together last night?
No. I want to apologize to Mrs. Rizzendo.
Oh.
Well, hey there, Earl. I don't know where you are. I'm assuming you're up in heaven. And if you're there and you can hear me, I just want you to know I plan on being there someday, too. And if I get there and I live my life without that athletic center money you promised me, I just want you to know I'm going to beat the hell out of you, bud.
Hey!
Doing here? What the hell are you doing here?
What's it look like I'm doing? I'm having breakfast.
In your pajamas?
Well, I just got out of bed. What do you want?
Whose bed did you just get out of?
Oh, come on, Hayden. Why don't you just come right out and ask if Pam and I slept together?
I don't think my mouth can form the words.
Well, let me help you. Would my hair look like this if I slept alone? Would I be smiling like this?
Get out of here! Jeez, I can't believe this. You and Mrs. Rizzendo? Geez, 2 years ago it was Christine's neighbor, Marion. Last year, Mrs. Torkelson, now Mrs. Rizzendo. What is it with you and widows?
Maybe a night with me reminds them of the dead husbands. I don't know.
Hey, you are amazing. You know that?
Thank you. That's the second time I heard that today. Now beat it.
Wait a minute. I just want to see if we're okay. I mean, I know you and Pam are okay, but are we?
If you're out here the next 10 seconds, we're fine. But if you mess this up, I gotta wait another year for a woman. You're in trouble.
Okay, I'm going.
Mrs. Rizzendo will be right down.
Oh,
Jeez.
If you need me for anything else, I'll be on the rifle range.
Hey, you gotta hide.
I'm not gonna hide. I'll just sneak out.
No, that's the only way out. She'll see you.
Okay. I'll go out the window.
Oh, no, that's the rifle range.
Okay, try it.
I'm gonna try it. Are you nuts?
Okay, get under the desk.
I'm not gonna hide under some damn desk.
Hey, get under the damn desk. Come on, take it.
Luther, what are you doing?
Just pretending to be rich. What's up?
Martha told me I had a visitor in the library.
No visitor. I'm the only one here. Just me.
That's strange.
Are you disappointed?
Not at all. I'd much rather be alone with you.
Well, that's what we are. Alone.
You know, Luther, I want to thank you for last night. I thought after Earl died, there'd never be another man in my life, let alone in my bed.
I'm thrilled to be in both.
You are funny. You are a sweet and loving and attentive man. I can't understand how someone like you is friends with Coach Fox.
Hayden and I have known each other a long time. I just wish you knew the guy I knew.
The guy I know is deceitful, overbearing, obnoxious, and completely oblivious to other people's feelings.
Yeah, I guess you do know the guy I know. But he's getting better. He's kind of nuts when it comes to this athletic center thing.
That damned athletic center.
Yeah.
Luther, I've just been struck by a desire which 48 hours ago would have been inconceivable.
Can I finish my orange juice? I'll need fluids.
No, it's not that. It's not that. The truth is, I love being with you, and I want Coach Fox out of our lives forever.
You gonna have him killed?
That isn't where I was going, but that's not a bad plan B.
Where were you going?
I was going to suggest giving him his athletic center.
What?
We'll never have a moment's peace if we don't. $10 million is a small price to pay to get him out of our hair.
This is unbelievable.
I'll write the check now. When you see him, you can give it to him.
Yeah.
I don't even want him in the house.
Yeah, well, I'll make sure he gets it. I should be seeing him soon.
This is typical. There's never a pen when you need one. Thank you.
Wow, a check for $10 million.
You know, I feel liberated. I'm finally free of Coach Fox. Let's go upstairs and change and take a long walk down by the pond. We'll take the dogs and a thermos of cocoa.
I say, you go ahead. I'll be up in a minute. I'll finish the sports section.
All right, but do hurry. If you need an extra sweater, you can have one of Earl's if that won't make you uncomfortable.
No. Between yesterday and today, I had everything else at Earl's. I'm fine with that.
Let me see it.
Not now. You gotta get out of here.
Let me see it. God, Luther, we finally got it. After all these years, we did it, Luther. We did it.
Oh, my God.
Tell me it's the maid.
It's not the maid.
Pam, I can explain.
Don't say a word.
Let me explain, Miss Rizzo.
I don't want any explanation. I just want the two of you out of my house.
Pam, you don't understand. Hayden came here this morning to make everything straight. He didn't know you and I had already made up.
The lies don't stop, do they? What kind of a man uses a woman like this? How can you live with yourself?
Wait a minute, Miss Rizzo. Don't blame Luther. I wanted to use you, but he wouldn't let me do it.
Coach Fox, I don't have the strength to hear another word from you. I just don't care. You've won. Take the damn check. At least this way I won't have to see either one of you again.
No, wait, Mrs. Risen. Wait, you said I could leave the house with a check right now if I wanted to, but if this had been an elaborate scheme by Luther and I to take advantage of you, would I do this? Okay. Would I do this? Okay. Would I do this? No.
Oh, Luther, you weren't deceiving me. You didn't care about my money. You are a remarkable man.
Hello?
And yes, Coach Fox, you are a remarkable man, too. Though I find you despicable and duplicitous, you are a loyal friend, and for that you should be rewarded.
Well, I think friendship is its own reward, but I'd humbly entertain any offer you'd like to put on the table.
Get out soon, and I won't set the dogs on you.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going. No more games, Mr. Brisbane. Oh, just one more thing. Listen, why don't you let me clean up this paper? I don't want to leave you with a mess.